All right, you said something off the air that I have to laugh at.
What?
We are going to talk about the You Are Beautiful campaign. The creator of that, Chicago-based artist and designer Matthew Hoffman, is here. Matthew, how are you? Nice to see you again.
Great to see you. Thanks for having me again.
All right, you heard Bill. We were trying to figure out what song to play, and who is that? James
That's
Blunt?
That's James Blunt, yeah.
And what did you say?
I said I love this song because it's nice and whiny.
It's just whiny enough to work.
Right. Don't you think?
Yeah, I didn't have that song in mind.
You're beautiful.
I just love it.
You did that?
So, yeah. I didn't do the recording of it. That was just me now. That's
sounded
James
like
Blunt.
Woody Woodpecker meets Mickey Mouse.
Thank you.
Matthew, aren't you glad you're here?
Absolutely.
But see, you can find beauty in all things, even us.
Yeah.
You might remember there were these stickers, and I'm talking to the listeners now. There were stickers that surfaced at various places. Don't tell anybody, but there's still one in the washroom downstairs, the restroom here at WGN on the paper towel disposal. It's underneath. Mm-hmm. It says, "You are beautiful." Mm-hmm. And these stickers kept popping up all over the place. You were behind these stickers. What year was that?
So the first stickers were made in, 100 of them were made in 2002.
And you just randomly walked around and put them places?
Yep.
Pretty small, too, weren't they?
Yeah. Like the size of a business card.
Okay, perfect.
And you did this why? What was the thought behind it?
Well, so basically, I'd lived in small towns, and so when I moved to Chicago in 2002, it was the first time in a big city, and it's really exciting, but also kind of overwhelming, and there's a lot going on, and you can kind of feel lost in the chaos.
Right.
So I just wanted to make sort of a comforting small message and start putting it up. So we started with 100 stickers, and then started with little installations, and then those installations grew bigger and bigger and bigger, and the sticker amount has grown. We've just printed our 4 millionth sticker.
Oh, my God.
4 millionth?
Uh-huh, in 100 different languages.
Now, who pays for these?
So originally, this was a side project while I worked full-time, so I funded it, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then over the years, the community has kind of come around it, and so now you can buy the stickers and other merchandise online, and that's what keeps funding it.
Now, are you also the one I noticed at Toll Booth Plazas, people will put an REO Speedwagon sticker on the Toll Booth Plaza. Is that your work as well?
I'd have to see a picture to know for sure,
Yeah, all right.
All right, now, it says here, and I don't know how true this is, first of all, Matthew Hoffman in the studio with us, Chicago-based artist and designer. Hey, it's Matthew if you want to follow him on Twitter. You're the custodian of You Are Beautiful, and this message has reached every corner of the globe. Is that true?
Yep. We even got on Antarctica, which that was pretty exciting. Some people took the sticker and put it on a stuffed penguin and put it in the field of real penguins.
Wow.
So I never thought we'd get to that continent. Yeah.
And you have done installations, larger scale ones. We've seen them definitely here in the city of Chicago. Where else have you put these bigger signs and installations?
Well, it's the main home is Chicago. Mm-hmm. We have started to hit other cities and bring installations there. We actually just finished, wrapped up a Kickstarter where we funded an installation for every state in the country.
Very nice.
This has really exploded.
Oh, yeah. 4 million of these stickers. So what do you think happens when maybe somebody's having a bad day and this is just the right amount of a boost they need to realize they're good inside, they're good outside? That's what you're hoping to achieve, right?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that people kind of come across that and have a moment.
Yeah.
And then they kind of look it up because we have absolutely no information. It's only about that message and for you in that moment. And then they look it up and they find it and get stickers to sort of give other people that moment.
Right. Yeah. Now, for a while, Wendy was looking for your You Are Beautiful stickers, and she was putting up a sticker that said, not you. And that was rude, I thought,
okay,
didn't you?
First of all, you're a liar. I just think it matters. I think, it's honestly, it was on the mirror for a while in the restroom downstairs. Well, it's just all of a sudden you need a little pick me up, Maybe you're having a bad day and it's like, you know what? Damn it, I am beautiful.
Yeah.
Maybe more inside than out, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You've done work for companies like Facebook, Zappos, Groupon, Cards Against Humanity. People just call you up, and you recently did some work for the brand new Apple store that just opened up on Pioneer Court. What did you do for them?
Yeah, so they had a temporary billboard that went around sort of the entire space and took Saba's lyrics and hand-drew them. And it was, yeah, it was really amazing. It was just like a massive piece. And then there was another art piece that faced the river that said, "Where Ideas Sing."
I saw that. That was you?
Yeah, and then did a hand-drawn apple.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Bill, you could never do anything like this. Show him your penmanship. It's the worst in the world.
People go, you're bountiful? What does that say? I can't work for you. So is there anything on there that traces, like if people see this, a lot of times good marketing would say at the bottom you put a website or a Twitter following or some way to get in touch. Is that on there or is that not on there?
No, that's not on there.
And, wow.
Yeah, and that's intentional in that it's really about that moment and that message.
You're not looking for credit at all. You're just, this is just a nice little confidence boost for people.
Yeah, and for the first 7 or 8 years, it was entirely anonymous, which I really liked.
Yeah.
And that's why I call it I'm the custodian, because someone has to sort of keep the lights on and the floors clean.
Right.
But it's really about the community.
Yeah.
And then there was a piece that came out on Oprah's network.
Oh.
And that was kind of like the thing that brought me out more.
Yeah.
But I prefer the emphasis to be on the message itself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you know that was coming with Oprah? Or did somebody come to you and say, "Look, we're going to out you. We're going to let people know
Oprah
you're the person behind it"?
Yeah.
Oprah did it. Yeah.
That's right up her alley, though, isn't it?
Yes.
To really, every time you're on, somebody just posted that from Michigan.
Mm-hmm. In Three Oaks.
Three Oaks, Michigan. That you are beautiful. I mean, it's just nice to see you smile. You have a pleasant thought for a minute. Maybe you're pissed at someone and you see this and then you're like, you know what? Life's not so bad.
Yeah. Hopefully it makes just sort of like a, you know, change in you.
Let me pitch you on something, Matthew.
Yeah,
you Are Beautiful, the movie. What do you think? Are you involved? Are you on in? I can get you in.
You know, it's a great documentary. Seriously, that a guy who just wants to spread the word. Is there anything in the works?
Not currently. Yeah.
Hmm. I've never made a documentary, but...
You are idle. Put that in there.
Talk about these calendars, which is really the selfish reason why I wanted to have you on, Matthew. Our old producer, I shouldn't say that, former producer, he's not very old, Kevin Richter moved to L.A. with his lovely wife, Sarah, and there were these little tiny, like, word of the day type calendars, thought of the day, that you put together, and every day this past year before Kevin moved, he would read what was on it. Talk about these calendars. I love them.
Yeah. So it's my favorite current project.
Mm-hmm.
And basically it's just every single day is a phrase. And some of the phrases kind of mix with the past one. So you might have a 4-day thing where, like, on their own, they don't make sense. But if you kind of like read them in succession, and they're a lot like fortune cookies where you kind of like some really, you're like, oh my gosh, like this is exactly what's happening right now.
Yeah.
I just kind of love it.
How do you do that? How do you see forward ahead to know what people need at that particular
moment? It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Have you ever been off base on one?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's all just random and chance. But
let me read one. Bite a squirrel's head off. See, I don't think that's a good one. Yeah.
Are you sure you're looking at my calendar?
I thought it was. Maybe somebody else's.
Someone has texted us, 630, my daughter uses the message on her Facebook cover picture. And this was at Miller Beach, which I guess is Indiana.
Yep.
Explain that.
Yes.
Someone just texted this in, Bill.
Hmm.
Yeah, so that was quite a few years back, but that was a sign that said, "Welcome to Miller Beach," but it had kind of fallen in disrepair, so the first panel had fallen off, so it said, "Elcome to Iller Beach."
and this is in Indiana, correct?
Uh-huh, yeah. So off a cell phone picture, I kind of guessed the color and the scale, and my friend Ish kind of made that happen.
Your friend who now?
Ish Muhammad.
Oh.
He does a lot of arts programming in Miller Beach.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I just took the letters there and we screwed them on both sides. And it's kind of the welcome sign to the area.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
We need more of this in our life. I'm glad you're the custodian for You Are Beautiful. Where do people follow you? How do people get a hold of your products? What's the best way to keep in touch with you?
Yeah. So either Hey, It's Matthew or Yab Sticker across sort of all channels.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can get the calendar and other cool stuff at youarebeautiful.com, but with dashes between it.
And there's T-shirts and sweatshirts and hats and things like that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want me to get you one that says you're beautiful?
A lunchbox would be nice.
We just came out with lunchboxes.
You got lunchboxes? I mean, thermos, too?
No.
Yeah.
What's next for you? Where do you go with this?
Well, I think the beginning of – well, we have a pop-up shop at Block 37.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's kind of like our next, you know, incarnation. And yeah. So we're going to see where that goes. And then probably, yeah, making this Kickstarter into reality with the bringing a piece to each state, because that's going to have its own challenges. But we're really excited about it.
There's a restaurant that I pass by on my way to the train every day, and where you're waiting to be seated, there's a sign that says, "Thank you for waiting. You are awesome."
Oh, nice.
Did they steal that from you, or are you okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
You're okay with that? Because it's still a positive message. It's along the same lines of what you're pushing, but it's positive.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you're putting out a positive message, that's great.
That's good news. Right.
Yeah. Awesome has become overused, don't you think?
A lot. Yeah.
So beautiful is the way to go. Yeah. I don't think you have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Matthew, thank you so much. Matthew Hoffman.
You're beautiful, Matthew.
Thank you.
Say it back to me, please.
You're beautiful, Matthew.
That's better. That's incorrect, but thank you.
This is very awkward. I'm going to make a sticker that says that.
Yeah.
Follow him on Twitter. Hey, it's Matthew. And what is the YAB thing? I know it stands for You Are Beautiful.
Yep, YAB sticker.
YAB sticker. Good luck to you, and keep spreading the word.
You.
Thanks just
for
you make me proud to know you.
Thank you.
Bill's not nice.
No, I'm not. Thanks, Matthew. We'll take a quick break and then more show. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.